Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willestein of The Press.
Marvel Studios' Spider-Man Brand New Day was expected to pass the 2 billion mark globally and 800 million domestically at the box office by the end of the August 14 weekend, the movie's third weekend of theatrical release. Spider-Man Brand New Day had the biggest ever domestic opening weekend with 360.1 million for the three-day July 31 weekend. Spider-Man Brand New Day is directed by Destin Daniel Cretton. He directed Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, Just Mercy, and Short Term 12. The Spider-Man Brand New Day screenplay is by Chris McKenna and Eric Summers. They wrote the screenplays for Spider-Man No Way Home, Spider-Man Far From Home, and Spider-Man Homecoming, based on the Marvel comic book characters created by Stan Lee and Steve Ditko. The Hulk, aka Bruce Banner, now a professor at Empire State University teaching quantum mechanics, fights Spider-Man because a mind-controlling mutant, Jean Grey, aka Jeannie, played by Sadie Sink, infiltrates Bruce Banner's mind and destroys the gamma inhibitor device, keeping him stable. The storyline in Spider-Man Brand New Day picks up 4 years where Spider-Man No Way Home left off when Doctor Strange erased Spider-Man's identity from the world. Spider-Man is often by himself in his New York City apartment. His only friend seems to be EV, his AI assistant, voiced by Naomi Watts. The fight scenes aside, and they are plentiful and quite impressive, as are the Spider-Man web-spinning flying scenes, the most memorable scenes in Spider-Man Brand New Day are between Peter Parker, aka Spider-Man, played by Tom Holland, and Michelle MJ Jones-Watson, played by Zendaya. Holland and Zendaya, of course, have powerful, charming, and believable chemistry on-screen and off-screen. Providing an opportunity for a Spider-Man sidekick is Frank Castle, aka The Punisher, played by John Bernthal. Holland and Bernthal have some solid scenes of male bonding. There's excellent casting throughout Spider-Man Brand New Day. Sadie Sink, playing Jean Grey, aka Jeannie, isn't so much a villain as a victim of circumstances. She is emotionally convincing. Jacob Batalon, who plays Ned Leeds, Peter Parker's best friend and MJ's friend, provides many of the film's humorous moments. Also memorable, Florence Pugh as Yelena Belova, aka Black Widow, and Marissa Tomei as May Parker, Peter Parker's aunt, who appears in flashbacks. Spider-Man Brand New Day is the 38th film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and the fourth film in the MCU Spider-Man film series after Spider-Man No Way Home. At the very end of the end credits for Spider-Man Brand New Day, a title card states, Spider-Man will return. With the phenomenal box office success of Spider-Man Brand New Day, you can set your websites on that. Spider-Man Brand New Day is MPA rated PG-13 for sequences of action, violence, and some language. Opening August 21st, Tony, MPA rated R. Matt Johnson directs Dominic Sessa, Antonio Banderas, and Emilia Jones in the biography comedy drama. A 19-year-old Anthony Bourdain travels to Provincetown, Massachusetts, and stumbles into the chaotic world of a restaurant kitchen, setting off a summer that will shape the course of his life. I'm Paul Willestein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.